And a lot is going to be decided in the presidential race in the next 2 weeks. The Nevada caucuses are Saturday. The South Carolina primary is a week later. And 3 days after that, on March 3rd, it is Super Tuesday, when 14 states and one territory hold primaries or caucuses. When that's all over, about 40% of all delegates will have been awarded. We're going to look at some of those Super Tuesday states over the next week, starting today with Virginia, where a poll this week has Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg tied for first place at 22% each. Joining us now by Skype is Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Larry, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, how is the race looking in Virginia?
It's looking unsettled, just like the national contest is looking unsettled. It's muddled here because it's muddled everywhere else. I think each primary and caucus is building on the last one. And at this point, while you've gone from weak front runner Joe Biden to weak front runner Bernie Sanders, there is no coalescing of opinion around a candidate. That's true here, although it could change before March 3rd.
But it was interesting to see that Bloomberg is doing as well in Virginia as he is. What do you make of that?
Fascinating, because just the day before that poll came out, I'd had a chance to talk with some major Democratic leaders, including some who will serve as superdelegates. And I interviewed them separately, and they all said the same thing. Maybe they talked, but they basically said they had been for Biden, and now if Biden continued to do poorly and did not win convincingly in South Carolina, they were going to switch to Bloomberg. So I think that Bloomberg has become the alternative to Biden in order to stop Bernie Sanders. And those are now the three big players, at least they appear to be in most places.
Is Bloomberg running ads in Virginia the way he is in so many other states?
He's running more. At least I kind of suspect he is. I've never seen a candidate for any office air as many advertisements on as many channels as Michael Bloomberg has. And this has been going on for weeks. You can't turn on a television without seeing at least one of his ads. Sometimes there are two or three in a single commercial block.
Is anybody else running ads in Virginia that you've seen?
I haven't seen a single one. I've seen, obviously, coverage of national issues and of the other primaries and caucuses, but I don't think any of it's focused on Virginia. I have yet to see an ad from any candidate other than Bloomberg that's focused on Virginia.
Now, Virginia has an open primary process, so registered voters can vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. What do you think that will mean for the Democratic primary this year?
Well, that's going to be interesting because we have an open primary. We don't have party registration, and any registered voter can cast a ballot. There have been times in the past few decades when one party without a contest has encouraged its members quietly to go into the voting booth and vote for the weakest candidate for the other party. There is some of that going on right now. And the consensus among Republicans is they're going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Because they think he's the weakest candidate.
They think he's the weakest candidate by far. They would like nothing better than to run against a Democratic socialist. And frankly, I think they're right. I think Virginia would even be in play.
Now, Virginia has a Democratic governor and a Democratic majority in the state legislature for the first time in decades. It has been blue in the last few presidential elections. Hillary Clinton won in 2016, Obama won in 2008 and 2012. Would you say that Virginia is reliably blue this year, or is it still a purple state?
I like to say it's a purple state that is tinged blue. I'm a little less convinced than some others that Virginia will always vote Democratic. It has moved in the Democratic direction. Obviously, the last statewide election that Republicans won was in 2009. So it leans Democratic, but it's important to remember Hillary Clinton only won Virginia with a shade under 50%. So maybe Virginia is a couple points more Democratic than the rest of the country on average. But that doesn't mean it will always vote Democratic. The candidates matter, and Democrats cannot assume anything about Virginia or a lot of other swing states.
Larry Sabato, while we have you, one more thing while we're talking Virginia politics. How's everything going with Governor Ralph Northam, who was all over the headlines because of the blackface incident that he was found in photographs showing he was in blackface years ago? He seems to have survived that.
He's not only survived, he's prospering. The fascinating thing about Northam is he has been buoyed by the fact that Virginia has become more Democratic and took over the legislature. A lot of that's due to Donald Trump. The reaction to Trump here is about as negative as you can get. And so Democrats took over both houses of the legislature, and they have passed 25 years of legislation that had been building up in the hopper but couldn't be passed because you either had Republicans in charge of one or both houses of the legislature or there was a Republican governor. Democrats now control everything in Virginia. And Northam has become a historic governor, amazingly, after almost being forced to resign.
That is Larry Sabato, who's director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.